The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
When I was little, I remember going to my nana's refrigerator, opening, closing. It never broke. Now I have this fancy freezer, broke down. I want to talk about it on Wednesday. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I just think about the things that I used to not spend a lot of money on, and I thought I wanted all these fancy things, but they break.
Everything that glitters not gold, sister.
Thank you very much. This freezer is, I think it's not even 6 months old, DJ Automatic?
Nope.
And it's already broken? Think about this as well. Remember the old school cars? The clutch?
Standard cars?
Yes, yeah, standard cars. Okay, yeah. I didn't know what it was even called.
Actually, you know what? This is interesting to me because I just watched a documentary about how this one farmer is leading this movement in the Midwest, how he wants to keep everything mechanical, mechanical engines, because we can't turn it over to electricity.
The computers, they take over everything. I'm kind of
like, for once I found myself, I was like, you know what? They are taking our country.
Speaking of cars with clutches, if my car was to break down right now, like if my battery was to die, I used to be able to like pop clutch, you know, say, push me and then I pop it. Now, I would need like an IT guy to get the car started.
That's what I was
You couldn't even rob a bank in an electric car, dog. Imagine how embarrassing that'd be to drive off.
I ran out of juice.
There he goes.
You can't even do a good storm off in an electric vehicle.
I just realized I failed my daughter. She does not know how to drive a standard car. We need to teach her automatic.
She doesn't even know how to burn out. Because you can't really burn out without a clutch.
No, we don't want her burning out. Something else that used to be cool.
Do you know how to drive standard?
Heck yeah. That's how I learned how to drive. Matthew Frankie was like, you had to learn on a standard car first. Learn how to drive a clutch.
Where did
that's
you learn
that?
Where was
West Texas, baby. Middle of nowhere, dirt roads, spinning
that
out.
That might have been the most masculine thing my mom ever did for me, to show me how to drive a standard car. I'll never forget that moment.
My grandpa showed me how to drive a car, and everyone said he was a horrible driver.
Well, there you go, automatic. You learned that from him. Remember the old school washers? Now I have this fancy electric washer. Back in the day, you could open the washer, add the soap, and it's still moving. You could see it washing your clothes. And the thing we really
need. I had a
mom
for that.
Well, automatic, you're
now
so
I got a wife.
Oh, I hate you.
I just like
I married this man.
How this bad driving was like an inherited gene. That's cool.
The only reason I drive the way I do is because of the way my grandpa showed me how to drive.
Here's the last thing I think we need to go back to. Now, you're going to have to go way back. Who knows what a Nokia cell phone is?
Oh, the brick phones?
They're still working right now.
Those are pretty much mechanical.
They're still working right now. All right, Anthony A. National Day.
We got to start with a very serious one, one that changed, you know, the rest of the world going forward. It is National Patriot Day, which is also known as National Day of Service and Remembrance for those we lost on
9/11. 3,000 lives lost. And I will say, I believe the country came together in a way we've never seen. I want us to do that right now in remembrance. All right, what do you have next, Anthony, eh?
All right, we also have National Hot Cross Buns Day. Now, I don't know what this
was. Hot Cross Buns. I remember they used to sell them at a truck stop we used to go to.
Look at all that driving stick shift.
I don't mean the lizard line. I'm talking about a piece of bread.
Oh, you went full trucker's daughter using the term lizard line.
I learned how to drive a clutch.
You know what? Go find you a lizard line. Ask her what hot cross buns are. We'll leave it right there. Let's wrap it up on National Make Your Bed Day.
Oh, this is so important.
Is it?
Automatic, do you not think, since we started making the bed, which has been 4 months now, don't you feel better when you walk into our bedroom? It's nice, it's neat, it's clean, it's not sloppy.
It doesn't really affect my day either way. I'm just being serious.
It makes me happy.
That affects my day. There we go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Giving away free Dana Cortez Show merch. We have our contestant on the line. Who is this?
This is Sammy.
Sammy, are you ready to play Who's Lying here, Sammy, on the Dana Cortez Show? Let's play.
Why you always
lying? Yes, I'm ready.
Miss Sammy Sam. Okay, look, Sammy, I'm going to tell you exactly how we play. We are each going to go around the room and tell you a story about ourselves. Here's the deal. Somebody's telling a lie. So if you guess correctly, you win the DCS merch, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Sammy, my name is Dana Cortez, and the first time I drove, well, actually, I took my mom's car without permission, but the first time I learned how to drive was with my Theo Frankie, my Uncle Frankie. He insisted that I learn on a standard car, which is the car with a clutch, right?
Yeah,
you got to shift gears.
Huh?
He said, Dana, you need to learn on a standard H. That way, you'll be a good driver.
There it is.
Good? All right, DJ Automatic here. The first time I ever drove, I was about 10 years old. My dad and I were out in an open field, and he had this old Jeep truck. It was green. He just told me, just go for it. So I just started driving around this open field, and I ran right into a tree. And he was like, no big deal. The truck's... It was all metal. He didn't care. Nothing happened to the truck.
It still ran
perfect, yeah.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I'll say, me and my mom never really got in a fight. right, but when she tried to teach me how to drive a manual shift, that was one of the first real blowouts we had. She just kept yelling at me, Anthony, let your foot off the gas and hit the clutch. It's all about rhythm. It's all about rhythm. And then after the second one, she was like, you know what, son? You just don't have rhythm. And she forced me to get an automatic car. So, yeah, I've never learned how to drive manual.
All right, Sammy, if you guess correctly who's lying, you win DCS merch. Who's lying?
I believe it's going to be DJ Automatic.
Nope.
No.
I was really out there hitting trees.
It was actually me who was lying. I don't have rhythm, but I do know how to drive stick shift. And shout out to my mom because she said, once you learn how to drive a manual transmission, you'll be able to drive anything going forward. And that was a cool takeaway. So, but appreciate your energy, Sammy.
You know how to drive a manual transmission car?
A manual, yes. Honda Civic. And you know what? It was a Honda Civic 04.
Oh, my gosh.
I kid you not. I literally hit a curb my first time driving. I blew out my best friend's tire. I was, like, full on crying, panicking. Like, I don't know how to tell her. I just busted her tire. I ended up calling a tow truck to help me.
Oh,
Sammy, no.
I did not know what to do.
Okay.
Well, when the guy ended up coming, he blessed me that day because I actually got my tire repaired and I was able to make it back to my best friend.
Way to bring the story home, Sammy. Way to bring the story home.
I love that. Sammy, thank you so much for playing. I'm sorry you didn't win, but you can play again another time. We appreciate you for making us your new number one morning show. I love you, Sammy.
Appreciate you, Sammy. Woo!
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye. 877-730-DCS1. 877-730-3271. Call or text right now if you want to play Who's Lying next week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We all know Kim Kardashian's famous for her backside, but whose husband just got caught staring at it while they all three took a photo? Let's talk about it now, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Ludacris celebrating his birthday and Taraji P. Henson.
All right, so Kim Kardashian and Katy Perry and Katy Perry's man, Orlando Bloom, were at this charity event. Now, they pose for the cameras, and Orlando Bloom gets caught, staring at Kim Kardashian's backside.
Well, if you're going to go and see the Mona Lisa, you might as well take a look at the Mona Lisa.
If there's anyone backside you should be excused for looking at, it's that one.
Yeah. It literally made her one of the most famous people in the world.
Hills of backsides.
Automatic.
Yeah.
I love that you jumped in right away. You know why? And I'm speaking from being your wife. You have always been the man that stares at beautiful women.
I appreciate beautiful women. I always have. Since I was a child, my mom said you've always been a starer, and I'm not going to break that now.
What? That's something we should work on, brother.
In the least creepy way.
Every woman
I know that I'm not a creep.
People that are listening right now, ladies, are like, wait, Dana, did you marry a creep?
Yeah.
You came off wrong.
Okay, you're right. You don't do it in a creepy way, but I think most women feel uncomfortable if their man is looking at another woman.
I'll point it out to you. I'll say, look at how beautiful that woman is.
Oh, that's why you dress up.
What do you think if I say, look how good looking that man is?
I can appreciate if a guy's good looking. I mean,
if I said that to you,
it's good to know that you're fluid with your stares, brother. Yeah. Automatic.
I'm not staring at men, but I'm definitely not going to condemn myself over here. I'm smarter than that.
It's not creepy. You know what? I understand it now. I get it now. It's not creepy.
I appreciate beauty.
Yeah, you appreciate good beauty.
I will say this, though. The one good thing about my husband here, DJ Automatic, is that he's a chest guy, not a booty man, because if you know me, we would have never gotten married.
I would have still looked at Kim's, though.
Oh!
How you feel about your man staring at other women? Ladies, I want you to be honest. Call or text right now, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so in food news, we're going to talk about something big coming to Chipotle for Halloween, and it's not their burrito.
No, nothing to do with food.
All right, let's get into it. Time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony Yeh. But first, let's be honest. Last night was the first and possibly only presidential debate before the election. Here's how it went.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
That's about all we got time for right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I've got to move on to serious topics. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Chipotle has got some new costumes coming to us for Halloween. They started out as a meme, but Chipotle costumes are actually here.
For Halloween.
Yes. So you can be the Chipotle fork. You can be the Chipotle napkin. You can get a bodysuit where you can be a Chipotle water cup, a Chipotle burrito, or a Chipotle to-go bag.
There's no Chipotle guac?
No, not yet.
I would love one of those little round things.
you? All of these at Spirit.
Oh, a lot of people say that, you know, the fall is here when pumpkin spice comes out. The fall is here when you see those Spirit Halloween stores go up.
Yeah.
That's when I know fall time is here.
Hopefully
it's like, oh, it's
not inside of a closed down Chipotle. It's always a place that's been shut down. Chipotle ain't shut down anytime soon.
This comes in like the Grim Reaper, too, of like businesses. Oh, that's so
funny. Really is. Spirit store comes up, somebody's shutting down. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we're going to start with, of course, this is National Day of Remembrance, and remembering those that served and we lost on 9/11.
Country came together that day. I feel like right now we need that more than ever. What's next, Anthony A?
And we have National Make Your Bed Day. This is brought to you by the National Sleep Foundation, and they're saying there are many benefits when you make your bed, help you live a better life.
That's something my nana taught me. I think everybody should take things that your parents taught you and look at it in a positive way. When you're little, you're like, why are my parents coming down on me? They're not coming down on you. They're trying to teach you things. Ooh, making my bed makes me feel good. Automatically, he doesn't like helping me, but we've been doing it for 4 months
we
now.
We do it because and it makes happy, me happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. So there's got to be something your parents taught you, though, that you carry with you.
I'll still never forget my stepdad and my dad told me to always clean the sink after you shave.
Oh.
Because you don't want to leave like dirty
hair. That's gross.
That's gross, right?
Dude, when at my first dorm, I had a guy that wouldn't clean the
sink. Dude,
he wouldn't clean the sink?
He wouldn't clean anything, but he was like 6'7 on the football team, so I couldn't tell him anything.
Automatic's like, I'm just going to live with the hair everywhere.
Ew.
That's disgusting. Now I have to live with your hair everywhere.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, how many people listening, especially my ladies, have seen the movie or read the book 50 Shades of Grey? You know, the movie Dakota Johnson's
in? I watch all those movies.
Okay, well, something is going on in her life that we need to discuss now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
WWE Hall of Fame and great Paul Heyman celebrating his birthday. We also have Ludacris and Taraji P. Henson celebrating a birthday.
Dakota Johnson, who is best known for her role in 50 Shades of Grey, just revealed that she overdosed on Celsius, which is a very popular drink amongst kids. I just want to warn parents out there, as a mom who has a teenager who loves Celsius, I had to tell her once a week. I mean, once a week.
I'm not trying to say Dakota Johnson isn't intelligent, but she literally said, I didn't know they had caffeine in it.
And she thought it was all just vitamins.
Oh my God.
Yes. Thank you, Automatic, for clarifying that.
It's all vitamins.
Automatic, you sent me the article because you noticed our daughter was starting to consume all these caffeinated drinks, and I have told her, you can't do that. Bruh. It's bad for you. It'll stunt your growth.
As I sip my coffee.
But I just think a lot of times we got to be careful what we put in our bodies.
I go to a yoga studio and they have a Pilates area and then they also have like a spin class area too.
Okay, Anthony.
So there's a lot of girls there, and I will say Celsius has the gym girlies on lock.
They got the hot chicks
on lock, right? Yeah, you'll see a chick with her Stanley cup and then like a Celsius on deck out of a straw.
That is so basic.
It is.
You know what?
Come
on,
ladies.
I'm a sugar-free Red Bull girl, okay? Keep it at OG
here. OG caffeine, baby.
That's right.
That extreme sport caffeine.
You know what? On a real though, I want to tell the parents out there, sometimes our kids are asking us for things we might not know, like Dakota Johnson. They're bad. Just make sure you're looking at the ingredients before you go buy them all this stuff.
And I am coming up on 2 months of energy drink clean.
Oh, yeah. You quit them, right?
Energy drink free, y'all. So
I just want you to know,
to
Anthony,
taking these steps.
That first month was really hard.
Oh, I bet, dude. I bet.
You're a moody bitch.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, DJ Automatic and Food News told myself, Dana Cortez, and our BFF here, Anthony A., that Chipotle has Halloween costumes now. You could be a fork, a napkin, which I have plenty of in my glove compartment, and various Chipotle utensils and whatnot. Okay, that's not very creative. I want all of us, myself, Automatic, Anthony A., producer Chewy, to dress up this Halloween as matching characters or come from the same movie or series, something. No, and here's what I want to do. I want us to do Inside Out. Now, hear me out here. Hear me out. I want to be Joy, but I think disgust might fit me a little better. I don't know.
DJ Automatic, already know I'm going to be the angry guy.
Yeah, you're Automatic. Hello, you know you're anger, and you kind of are. I think Anthony is our bing bong.
All right.
Bing bong. And then producer Chewy, definitely fear.
Fear.
Definitely fear.
Fear emotion.
He's nodding. Yep, that's me.
Yeah.
Inside Out is such an incredible movie. We can pull it off.
It's not that I don't
like. We can win contests.
There's
money involved here, people.
I respect your creativity. And
thank
I respect
you,
your.
Love the movie.
I know you put a lot into that list, so I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it doesn't align with what I have planned for
I want to hear what you have,
Ann. What are we going to be for Halloween in your dreams?
Well,
Anthony,
here's what I'm thinking. In my dream head is we don't do group costumes. Well, we do individual costumes. We have a contest between us four. me versus you versus you versus you for Producer Chewy. The fans vote who has the best Halloween costume out of DCS.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
There's no money attached. You're just sad that you're not in your fantasy football game. You're looking for a trophy, sir. You're looking for a trophy.
I got to apply it somewhere
else. Not going to happen.
I got to apply my fall competitive spirit somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Come on, dude. Group costumes. Nah,
it's the best.
Well, I'm going to flat out say it. I ain't being no Disney movie. Okay. All right?
Will you be a Ninja Turtle?
I would rather be a Chipotle utensil.
Okay. Will you be a Ninja Turtle? Because that's my idea. That we could be the Ninja Turtles.
I got to go green face?
Yes.
We just mask it out a little bit?
No. The Shreks of the world might be offended.
I'm in Michelangelo. I'm going to have nunchucks. Dana, who are you going to be?
Obviously, April. That's so boring. Not a stretch. Pretty much what I do already.
I'll be Splinter.
Why I got to be a rat? Because I know 6ix9ine. Is that why I got to be a rat?
Back to Inside Out. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.